Since then, Ottawa has been trying to deport him as a danger to Canada. Jabala, a father of six who had arrived in Canada in 1996, spent years in prison, before being released under strict bail conditions. In support of its arguments, Canada's spy service claimed Jabala, after his arrival in Canada, disseminated terrorist propaganda, kept contacts with the Al-Jihad leadership and members abroad, and had contacts with several Islamic extremists in this country. Ottawa also relied on an Interpol red notice regarding outstanding charges in Egypt against Jabala for being a member of a terrorist organization, and maintained his travel pattern in the Middle East before coming to Canada was consistent with that of a Mujahid extremist. Hansen rejected all those assertions. It cannot be reasonably inferred from his presence in Afghanistan at some unidentified time for some unknown duration and his presence in Yemen that he fought in Afghanistan or trained in Yemen or in any way engaged in the activities of a Mujahid extremist, the judge wrote. She also said the existence of charges in Egypt contained in the Interpol notice was in no way proof he had actually done anything.